So now looking into the disadvantages or the nyemik in Tibetan, nyemik is translated as fault also. Nyemik, the word nyemik is usually is the opposite of yenten. Yenten is the positive quality, then nyemik can be the negative quality or the fault. But the word nyemik, nye is nyepa is fault, and mikpa is to see that fault. Yeah? So therefore, nyemik is actually seeing the faults of not meditating or not becoming familiar with the exchanging of self and others. Yeah? So this one have a thought level, a mental level, and an actual action level. We are still in the mental level. So it says, Jeva bhagum penyamik, the force, looking at the force of not meditating or not becoming familiar with the meditation of exchanging of self and others. And we must remember that this exchanging of self and others is a method of awakening bodhicitta. We had Dashen Nyampa and Dashen Jeva. Da is self and Shen is others, and Nyampa is a similar or equal. I and others are similar as far as the sufferings, as far as the happiness, as far as the desire to have happiness, as far as the desire not to have sufferings. I have suffering and others have the suffering of pain, separation. Others also have suffering of pain, separation, and so on. So therefore, I am similar. And then, I have been, so long I have been just about my own self, about my concern all the time. Now is the time to have a change. I cherish others more than myself. Because cherishing myself, I have cherished for a long time. But the suffering never seems to end anyway. No? So instead, Buddha says, and the others says, and my own experience, that if I do something for others, it is actually a cause of happiness and satisfaction for myself and others. So therefore, I am going to adopt a way of life, a way of meditating or living, style of life of emphasizing, cherishing others more than myself. So therefore, I want to meditate on the exchanging of self and others. So then there are lots of positive qualities of that meditation, that way of life, because there is even the example is between an ordinary person and the Buddha. The Buddha, who have worked for benefit of other sentient beings, can bring lots of benefit. Buddha, due to love and compassion, can teach so many teachings and help so many people. Or if I cannot help even myself properly. So therefore, I want to follow the path of the Buddha. My practice is not very strong. My practice is very weak. Sometimes I don't even do my practices. But my perspective is that if I follow the path of the Buddha, the path of benefiting others, I will be doing the right thing. So therefore, the practices of the Bodhisattvas, the great Bodhisattvas, the eminent teachers, who meditate on seeing self and others as similar, who meditate on exchanging self and others. So that very teaching today I am here, I am hearing it, it is very good. So then I want to meditate, I want to do this whenever I can at my good time, when it is needed, at difficult time, whatever the imprint it is in my, laid in my mind, one day it will come up, and there will be a time when I will be able to use this meditation and test, you know, how, what are the benefits of this. So therefore, we are looking at the faults or disadvantages of not meditating upon the exchanging of self and others. So then it says to the mind, Yikyu is you, the mind. You desire for your own purpose only. Well, Kalpa Thameva Deju Jam, talking about the past. Long time has passed, like eons of countless eons have passed. Even that is the case. Randeyan Drupe Mavachembu, always busy with working for yourself, your purpose all the time. And Thetavu, engaging in that way, Kegi Dungal Bashi Drupe, you, what you have managed to achieve is experience of suffering only. So therefore, Thepangwe Rikso, it is very fitting that you let go of such an approach. So then, Gombe Penyo, now Gombe Penyo is a pen, is the benefits and the help, and the yun is the yunten, positive qualities. So the benefit and the positive qualities of meditating. If the word meditation means that you have to sit down somewhere and be quiet, it does not mean that at all. In Tibetan, Gompa is when you actually familiarize yourself. Maybe you, it's a deliberate act of familiarizing yourself with a good idea. We are used to many things, and here Gompa is about getting used to something very special. And there is the benefits and the positive qualities. So Gompa is when you familiarize in your heart or in your mind. You just sit down with yourself and then familiarize, get acquainted, get used to, so much so that you can experience at your level, you can experience the effect, the transformation. When you sit down, you experience the benefits, the positive qualities. It might not come straight away, but the experience of physically, maybe, verbally, mentally, so you become familiar, get acquainted with the exchanging of self and others. So now we are looking at the positive qualities and the benefits of meditating on this. Tedara Dashen Jeve Gone, thus, through the meditation of exchanging of self and others, Nyepar, for sure, Shengitana Jupar Gitang, you charge into the benefit and purpose of others. Tupekani Minuve, Buddha does not lie. And Buddha's teaching, what Buddha has said, is what is called the infallible. Tupekani Minuve, the Buddha's words are order, or the words are infallible. So therefore, Dakshin Jevati Yundin Tumbe Sungba Namgi, the positive qualities of exchanging of self and others, the qualities that have been highlighted by the Buddha. When you will have those positive qualities when you actually attain the exalted state of the Aryas. At that time it will become clear to you. Buddha have talked about the positive qualities of exchanging of self and others, and those positive qualities might not come to you at this stage. But when you, through your practices, when you become exalted one, the Aryas, at that time you will become very clear to you what Buddha taught about the benefits and qualities. Kalte, if kheki madhusu cheve ledi jebar juna ni sangye ki chen pusum sope deva memba thadar ki dungar ki negam dira jul misi du. If you have done these actions before, of exchanging of self and others, sangye gitsen pyusum sope deva mimba, the currently you do not have like the qualities, the currently difficult situation that you have would not have happened at all if you have practiced this exchanging of self and others in the past. So therefore, tena jevar dambani, therefore Shantideva's advice for you is to get into this practice of exchanging self and others. Thevena, therefore, dither in this way, shendagi kuwa na chagi tikwala, on the drops of white elements and the red elements of others, just as you have said, this is my body, and you have hold on to this one. In a similar manner, you should have similar approach to all sentient beings. What you have done is you have hold on to the droplets of the father and mother and said, this is my body. Yeah? Likewise, to all the sentient beings, you think that they are all myself. So if you do this one, that's good. Now is the actual action of exchanging of self and others. The earlier is the mental level. This one have 2 points, the actual application, and then through this application, controlling your own mind, having enough control or power over your mind. The first one has 3 parts, shenla pembar shawa, helping, benefiting others. Dala chizim pangwa, is abandoning, self-cherishing. And then the third one is the summary of the practices. Thangbuni, the first one which is to benefit and help others. Shengi to shen te da chiche ta shen, you yourself become like the police, and see what you are doing. And you yourself take on this responsibility. Because on the behalf of others, you look at yourself, and then if you are making mistake, you should tell yourself. Dagi lulam dojaye ngobo chinnawa tedan tenye trochen kyege shenla pemba chuechi. Now it's talking about the actual action. And then the action that is required here is the practice of generosity first here. So it says, Shengi tojen te da chiche da shen, sarche gen shenani. Looking at yourself, and then whatever things, desirable things that you find on your body, whatever clothes, or you take it away from yourself, and then you bring, giving it to others, you bring benefit to others. Yeah? So this one is now have come to the action level. Earlier it's mental level, now action level is where you are actually engaging in the act of giving it away. So jimpa is a gift. Jimpa is dobe mobo shenla pembe terwa. Dobe mobo, your belongings, something that you have. Shenla pembe terwa is giving it, with an intention to benefit others. So, and the generosity is the first of the 10 perfections. So, when they talk about the action, straight away talk about generosity first. So, darshan jeva, exchanging of self and others, first thing that they talk about is the action of giving. So, you can give things, you can give protection, and you can give dharma. So among these, they say the gift of the dharma is the best, but sometimes maybe the other thing can be the best. A person who is suffering from hunger and thirst, if you teach them dharma, it would not help. You give them a bowl of food, probably is the best thing that they can have. But generally, when they talk about things that you can give, they say dharma is the best gift. And that is the gift that is given by Buddha also. And then, Dao Chezen Bangwa La Sunte. Now, this is letting go. Abandon. What does abandon mean? Abandon necessarily means to throw away something that you have. Letting go also means that. Is there any other word that can explain?
Leave behind.
Leave behind. Any other word you have?
Release.
Release also.
Release. Renounce.
renounce us for all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So discard or
it
discard?
Was, yeah.
Discard. Yeah. Mm, good. So Dao Chesne Panwa. What we have is Dao is we have this idea of self, and not only that, Chesin is holding it to be precious, no, holding it to be dear. Dao Chesne. So whether it is a boon or whether it is a curse, we have this. So this one, according to the Mahayana teaching and the teaching of the Bodhisattvas, it is something to be discarded. Because in the teaching of the Buddha, you can, even a person who is wanting their own liberation from samsara or a vicious cycle, it is still a practice of the Buddhist. They want to be released from the ignorance, anger, greed and so on. It's still a Buddhist practice and there is a path for it. But when it comes to Mahayana practices, the self-cherishing is an obstacle to the practices. So therefore, dāpchezin pāngvā is discarding the self-cherishing, abandoning the self-cherishing, releasing the concept or the hanging to the self. So this one, in order to do this one, there are three practices or three paths given here. The first one is Sambe Chagdo Chawa, is mentally in your thought, in your thought have jealousy. Now this jealousy is not like jealousy to others, and we go through, it will be clearer. Da ki shen mi ki la. So this is a way of looking at, oh, da ki is, I am happy, shen mi ki la, but the others are not happy. No? Da tho, no, I am at an elevated position or higher position. Shen ma wa, the others are actually at lower position. Da ni rang la pembe le gewa chela, I am doing, you know, something that helps me, I am engaged in a virtuous activity. Shenni min, the others are not really able to do that. Yeah? So this kind of thinking, in this case, is referring to as jealousy. No? Oh, I am happy, but the others don't have. No? I am higher, but the others... So I am engaged in the Dharma activity, but the others are not. No? So Dala Thato Chimiche, why are you not having like a jealousy to yourself? So therefore, Sambe Thado Chava is in your mind having this an envy or jealousy to yourself. So usually maybe we are thinking in a different way. So in here we are thinking, I don't have, in here, no, others don't have, I think the others are left behind. Nibani Jorve Dungal Na Jorva. And then the second one is Jorve Dungal Na Jorva, is then connecting oneself with the suffering through action. Yeah? Now this is not really drastic when you look into the explanation. Otherwise it might sound as very drastic. Why put myself with suffering? No? And in this one it says that Dan in Deva Na Thalgite. No? If down in Deva Dantal Gita is separating myself from the happiness, and Shengi Dunga Tamja Dala Jorshipao, and taking all the suffering of others upon oneself. So you have your happiness and you separate it from you, and whatever the suffering of others, you bring it and befall upon you. But this one is not going to make you suffer though. No? Mentally bringing the suffering and, you know, bringing the suffering of others and taking it upon you and releasing them from the suffering. No? But this is not actually going to make you suffer so much, but you are connected to them, then you're bringing the, you wish them to be freed from suffering, so you take the suffering away, and then this is a mental mind training. And then nega khangitse din ni neba chi je je dagi kyo na ta war cha na And whenever it is, you know, you look at yourself, what mistake, what fault this is going to make. It's always look at your own faults and mistakes. If someone other have made a mistake, no, you take it as your own. No, if someone has made a mistake and they are going to get into trouble, you say, "Oh, I have done this. He did not do it. I do it." No. So it's a sweet thing, no? Like a mother would probably, no? Like mother would do for their child, no? So if Shengi Nyeba Chebayang, even the fault done by others, you know, Rangi Kundu Jujuna, transforming it into as your own fault. Dagi Nyeba Chung Chejang, if you make a small mistake, you know, Kyo Maula Rabdu Sho is tell everybody, "Oh, I have made this mistake." You know, tell everybody, even if you make even a small mistake, Kyo Maula Rabdu Sho, tell other people and say, "I have this fault," and to accept your faults. Shengi Yundengi Tabal Hakwar Jepe, and the positive qualities of others, you know, you should talk about the positive qualities, you know, of others, you know. And with that, then you defeat your own fame. No? You put your fame down in the high line and talk about the greatness of other person. Oneself, like thinking of oneself, just as, not exactly, just as maybe if a household have many servants, yeah? Among the servants, there would be one servant that is probably the lowest level, no? So oneself, as the lowest level of the servant, so such a person would not have a sense of arrogance, no? So what it is saying is take away all sense of arrogance, no? Magel is, I don't know what it means in the literal meaning of arrogance, but Magel is, "I am the king" in Tibetan. "Nga" is "I" and "Gyal" is "king." "I am the king." That kind of full up, you know, the pride or arrogance. One should take away all those arrogance, you know, as if, and bring oneself down to, like, as if one is the lowest level of all the servants, you know. This self is a nature of so many mistakes and faults. There is a slight amount of fleeting positive qualities this one, the self, have. No? Don't praise yourself with that fleeting qualities. No? Even these positive qualities, you know, just don't even know about these small positive qualities that you have. Now, summary, Donna, in brief, Dagi Tungiche, Kyogishan, and Neva Cheba Kayan, but Neva Tadana, Shinjasimjang, Tungiche, Anila Baba Ki. In brief, for the sake of yourself, you know, whatever harm that you have done to other sentient beings, yeah, those harms, Nirbhatandanam, from today onwards, for the sake of all sentient beings, you know, bring all those harm upon oneself. Bhagma Sarpe Sulshindu is when there is a new bride, you know, in India, maybe they are very shy. They are very shy, and just arrived bride, you know, very shy, you know. Rangi Jezun also Bechebal Motsavata, you know, have a similar approach of shy and embarrassed about the manners of self-cherishing, you know, and be fearful of the disadvantages and the faults of self-cherishing, and then control yourself in the sense that so that your mind does not get into the self-cherishing business. And Jorvesem Wandu Chawala Sumde. Now with action you bring your mind under your control, under your power. Nyambo Wandu Chawata. Pandyalan Mutun Bartavata. Now, first is bringing the antidote into your control, and then seeing whatever needs to be abandoned as the opposite factor. Then be skilled in the methods of the antidote. The first one, Nyambo Wangdu Chawa, is having control or power on the antidote. Here is a brief presentation and the detailed presentation. The brief one is Shenden Gisamba De Chala Jorwe Tetar Nebar Chashin. Have the thought of benefiting others, and also with action you should remain on benefiting others. Randun Gi Samjur Nibo Tetar Kyugi Michawa. Randun Gi Samjur, when it comes to self purpose, whether it is thought or action, both of them. Don't do them. With that, you bring your mind, you know, under the power of the antidote. However, if you are to run away from this, what needs to be adopted, what needs to be discarded, then straight away applying the antidote and defeat that mentality. The detailed teaching on this one, when they tether namjani, semkyo tether mechena. And if, even though you have been advised now to be in that way, if the mind, if you are not to behave in this way, kela nyeba kundembe, then all the faults and disadvantages will befall upon you. So therefore, that mentality is something to be completely defeated. If you say, oh, this is not possible, the mind, your mind, having performed only for yourself, and then you got lost here and there everywhere, and you see this time, this is the time when you have made mistake all the time. So therefore, to dilation from this time, the other time, in the past, if you have been like this, it's okay, because you have not seen the faults and disadvantages of self-cherishing. Now is a different time, you have actually seen. Now you have seen the nature and also the fault of the self-cherishing. But still, do you want to go to the same way? You will not be able to go anywhere. You should, whatever the importance that you pay or pride about working for yourself, all of them, you should defeat all of them. Still and again, I need to do this and this, you should just discard all of them. I have sold you to benefit others, so therefore don't be sad and sorrow about it. Instead, you should offer the yogurt and meat and so on, offer a big feast. It says now whatever needs to be abandoned, and you need to see that as something to be abandoned, otherwise it will not. If you can see it as something to be the opposing factor, things that needs to be abandoned needs to be seen as the opposing factor for the progress. If due to your self-cherishing power, and if you become a bit careless, if you are not true gift to all sentient beings, you certainly will be given to the guardians in the hell realm. In the similar manner, in the past also, you have given me to the guardians of the heaven realm. And also, I have suffered so long period of time with experiences of difficulty and suffering. You should remember those conflicts and kyogi randun chebar sambhata shumbar chavu. Remember this, and then straight away, the thought of cherishing yourself should be defeated straight away. And then the third one is becoming expert and skilled in the method of the antidotes. Therefore, if you want joyfulness forever, and also if you want happiness forever, then you should not have attachment to yourself, and don't like yourself and have attachment to yourself. If you want to protect yourself from all kind of suffering, you should always protect others. Then there is Lula Shemba Pamata, Shendu Sumbe Tsulu, Tambula Nite. Now letting go of attachment to the body, yeah? And then seeing it as something else. And then the first one have Shembe Nyemik, again bringing in your mind the faults and the disadvantages of the attachment and clinging, and then knowing that it is inappropriate to have attachment. Now in this case, Shemba, in attachment in this case is more like a craving, you know, wanting, craving. Yeah? So the actual fault of craving for more, and then together with it, it shows the teaching or the positive qualities of the sense of contentment. So the first one is the disadvantages of the craving is chida chida ludini chebar sunde. Just as you hold this body to be very precious, and you really look after this, yeah? And at the same manner, you will become like a very unstable, in the sense that even a small thing that you want, if it is not fulfilled, you are bound to have lots of suffering. No? Even though that is the case, or even that is the case, but when my desires are met, at that time I would not have suffering. If you think like this, So even if you are to get into such situation, your desire is something that it never gets satisfied. No? It's all desires can never be fulfilled. No? Who can fulfill all the desires that you have, all the wanting and craving that you have? Sadhyam dunam thamje dham, all the grains on the earth, all the gold and all the richness, and the situation of no sickness at all, even with all of them, one person will not be satisfied. Know this and be peaceful. Now there is an example of this king. He is called Malinu. So this king, now in our world system, there is Indra or Chakra is called. He is like considered as the king that ruled big part of the world anyway. And there was this king, a different one, who is Malinu, and he is so wanting. He had everything to the point that he even got the half of the throne of Indra, you know? So however much you have, you know, he had even the half of the throne of Indra, you know? Still he was not satisfied. He fell down, you know? So therefore, dubi nuba meshendu dubar dubala dene nyumonde tuba mashadana. When you do not have the ability to satisfy yourself, no? Then due to your desire to satisfy yourself, no? What will happen is nyamong, you will be afflicted, you will be tired, and also you will have lots of anger and so on. Samba nyambate, then when your desire is not met, yeah? Even if your desire is satisfied, no? It does not bring joyfulness in the mind. So therefore, then the positive qualities of contentment, no? Is taught here. Kanshi lyudan longje guna teba mebar neba te deva person soba same mishe ba tebe na. A person, you know, who is just content with themselves without having to rely upon the body or even all the kind of richness, no? A person who can just be like that, no? That person's happiness is a complete happiness, and that happiness is inexhaustible happiness. Therefore, don't give yourself a chance, no? Don't give yourself a chance to try to fulfill all the desires that you have. Yeah? A person who is something that comes to your mind, yeah? And who cannot recognize the excellence of this one, that person's wealth, you know, a person who is just satisfied, you know, without having to have excellent things, you know, and that person's wealth also is easy to obtain. And in between, their wealth is easy to obtain because they do not want complicated things. They are just happy. No? And then parthu, in between, shembatham, thar thalve dungal mikhebe. That person in between will not experience a suffering of attachment and also will not have a suffering of separating from it. And that thing is said is a noble thing. And then Nagarjuna has said this in his letter of a friend in the text. Nornam kungi naune chosheba rabjo lahwal hamit tumbesu. He said that the Buddha, who is the teacher of the God and the human, he said that the contentment is the excellent among all the wealth that is there. Nornam kungi naune, among all the wealth, chosheba is the contentment. Rabjo is the best and excellent. And so this is told by the Buddha. Nagarjuna says, Kundu chokshe zoji, always have a sense of contentment. When you have contentment, even if you do not have wealth, you know, you are a rich person. So this is the positive qualities of the contentment. And now, this going to the inappropriateness about craving. There is two. So the first one, it says that even though I do not crave for the prosperities and the wealth, you know, but still I crave or cling to this body. You know, it says, no, even that is not, because this very body, you know, is very low thing. You know, at the end, you know, it will become similar to the value of the atoms. You know, and it will get to a point where you cannot even move. This body is something without the influence of the mind, it cannot even move. And this body, which is by nature filled with lots of uncleanliness, why do you hold this as self-cherishing? Whether you are alive or whether you are dying, why is the need of this body to me? What is the difference between like unneeded ball or unneeded wall and this body? No? And why, you know, oh, it's like kihu, it's like, you know, oh, like this, that why am I not eliminating this, the pride and cherishing to this body? Being on the side of this body, unnecessarily, I have accumulated lots of suffering. This is similar to a tree. And why am I getting attached to it? And also, why am I getting angry due to this? It is not worth either of attachment or of aversion. Penne mishebe shembar meripane. Penne mishebe shembar meripane. Mishebe shembar meripane. So inappropriate in attachment, because you do not know what is the beneficial and what is harmful, so therefore it is not appropriate to have attachment. Dagi didarche bar kya baam. I in this way, even if I really cherish, look after it, chagyo soge sojanungde, even if it is eaten by eagles and so on. Tenila chagbayamela shedayam yobamina tela da chagbarche. So there is neither attachment nor aversion. So why am I getting attached to this? Kanshi mebe chowada, kanshi tebe gujurwa. If this body is, you know, someone says you are fat, no? Then you get angry. Someone says, oh, you are nice, no? You feel happy. No? But this one, the body does not know. No, the body does not know. Tagi luk hangi tundu, teme sogi, langdogi ngawa chede, darchim. It's pointless, no? To adopt the praise and abandon, you know, the bad things that they say. The body even does not know. Kalde luki tada mashe jang, even the body does not know. Kanshi luki dujin, idu onwa jirwa tada dasheba yinde. Those who desire this body and those who see this body as a very attractive, you know, I am a friend with them and I like them. Tamje rangrangi luki dube. Everybody likes their own body, no? Why cannot I like this? The same says so therefore. Anyway, it's talking about undoing and clinging and so on. And dala shembala nyaba mambu yobateve na. So therefore, if I am to crave to myself, yeah, so then there are so many faults. Without having attachment, for the sake of helping sentient beings, this body, I shall dedicate as a slave or a servant or something that is of useful for them. Because through this body I can bring benefit to others, even though this body has many faults and so on, I should still look after this body because it has can contribute and benefit to others. Because one need to meditate on the self and others are similar and equal, and then one need to meditate on the self and exchange. Because one need to meditate. Thani chibe cheba theme bala shembe chokte. Now, the conducts of the chipas, no? Useless conduct of the chipas, no? It is better, no? There is no point in that conduct, in the conduct of the chipas. Nagi keba sangye chansem namge jek sunyate. I will follow the wise Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and I shall meditate on the Bodhicitta. And tenyi gi tapsu, the method of meditating on the Bodhicitta. In this root text of Bodhichaya Avatara, in the fourth chapter, the seventh chapter also talks about it. And then Shantideva's another text called Shiksha Samuchaya also mentions. And remember the talks and the teachings about being careful and mindful. Nidam Ubalasobetingabo. So whatever the obscurations to your meditation, such as falling asleep and mental sinking and so on, all of all of them, you should defeat them. And then now making effort in the antidote. Jase tuje chenam dar neba chumam dojing, the great compassionate bodhisattvas, just as the great compassionate bodhisattvas, what they do when they have some faults, you know, they straight away know it, and then they, you know, they just try to they undo this, and chinme chumar chavichir, and then they say, oh no, this should not happen to me again, I should not do this. Yeah? So with that, then they rely upon the nyempo geva, the virtuous antidote. You know? In a similar manner, I should also do, and this manner should be carried out during daytime as well as night time. Khalde mabena, if I am not to put effort, taki dungal nam shithar chimpachu, then nejurve. So, if I am not to make an effort, and there's no way my suffering will go away, there's no time when this kind of suffering will go away. So, the last one is the conclusion of the whole chapter is ngargi junsen devena. So, because of the reasons and so on mentioned earlier, the obscurations of defilement such as desirous attachment and then the discursive thoughts that are not necessarily like afflicted, yeah? Which is put as shijedipa, the obscuration of knowledge, in order to remove both of the obscurations. Bringing your mind away from the wrong path, mistaken path of discursive thoughts and conceptions of desire and so on, to the pure object, the object of virtue, always, I shall always equally place on the virtuous object of meditation. Liu Geba She Sindo is the 8th chapter has been explained.
Thank you.
What was the second obscuration center?
Mentions about Shije Diba. Shije Diba is obscurations of the knowledge.
Knowledge? So that's just about not the other. Okay.
One is the obscuration of unknowing, no? Like desire and so on. The other one is called obscuration of knowledge. Have lunch break. I'll do a short dedication prayer. So, whatever the merit that is there through our sharing the 8th chapter, as well as all the chapters and all virtuous deeds or good karmas that we have collectively, as well as all sentient beings have accumulated, we dedicate for the sake of the perfect state of enlightenment to benefit others. Sanam de yadam jasebo yadam de nebedana bam jeje kegana je balon tupa yesebe tone do wando waisho te do adam jerin chandandi le dagi sanam Aye kanto ba, tene ando gunte jo tande, chen chen ma me ben jo je, chan jo sem jo re mo, che mag e banan ke jo je, ke ba nyam ba me ba, yon gon e gon.